Hello, and welcome to PharmaIQ, www.pharma-iq.com. I'm your host today, Niamh Madigan, and I'm delighted to tell you about the Agile Development for Healthcare event, which is taking place in Berlin, Germany, between the 16th and 17th of October this year. We have two guests with us today, Brian Shoemaker, his principal consultant at Schubar Associates, and Nancy van Schuendervert, his president for Lean Agile Partners Incorporated, and they're going to be telling us a little bit about agile development for healthcare. Brian, can I perhaps start with you, and as you are currently on the advisory panel for Europe's first Agile Development for Healthcare conference, can you explain why this event is so important for the industry today?
Yes, I'm thrilled that you bring up that question because it's been on my mind for some number of years. When I first got into the validation of software field when I was working for a diagnostics company, it became very clear that the general attitude was this whole question of software quality and software validation was viewed as a boat anchor, as something that was merely a cost and not something that provided any value. At one point when I connected with Nancy and her colleagues and actually saw the Agile method in process, the light went on. I realized that here's not just something which contributes to validation, but contributes overall to the quality of a process, brings discipline, brings organization to something which is nominally organized but never really quite works that way. And believe me, getting discipline and getting high level of safety into the development of especially medical device software is extremely critical. If you to be convinced of that, all you need to do is search for the number of recalls of medical devices with the word software in the reason, because hundreds of them come up every year.
Nancy, can you perhaps explain the challenges in adopting this approach to documentation, implementation, and coverage?
You know, to really sum it up, the idea is to have a mindset that you're going to get out ahead of problems. And, you know, it's a little bit like in healthcare itself. You know, if people adopt a healthy lifestyle, an awful lot of other things take care of themselves. But a healthy lifestyle isn't something you just, you know, do all at once and then it's finished. You do a little of it every day. It's a way of being. And with the agile practices, well, a lot of times the first thing I talk to a company about is I'll ask them, are you able to test as you develop? Are you able to be sure that the software you wrote this morning is actually working and actually doing what your customers need? And usually the answer is no. The development team is relying on someone else to do their testing. They're not going to get any of it tested until some later date, or they can only do very limited testing as they go. So the problem is that you're sort of flying blind, in a sense, if you can't immediately check these things right away. So a lot of the reasons why Agile is becoming popular right now is because there's a complexity explosion going on, and there has been for some time. And what I say to people is software is like a complexity magnet in most companies. Things that are difficult to do in hardware or that we know are going to change as a hardware designer, a lot of times it was a smarter move, and I knew it, to do certain things in software rather than hardware. A lot of the business rules of a company begin to get encoded in their software, in their websites, in their database schemas and mechanisms. And so in this sense, software is governing much more of the complex things that go on in a business. The problem is you can't manage software like it's a deterministic thing. It isn't like, you know, manufacturing a thing where you're assembling pieces and then the final product is simply a sum of the pieces. It's not as deterministic as that. There's a creative element that goes on as well, and there are insights that are important for individuals and teams to get along the way. And because it's partially a creative process, a lot of the mechanisms that exist in traditional management just won't work for this. You can't just push harder. You can't just make people work longer hours and get the higher throughput. And that's what I see companies doing too much of.
In several of the times that we've talked about this, Nancy has pointed out that management, and she started to allude to this a second ago, management has tended to look at the software development process as a manufacturing process, as if it were something which merely needed to follow a design. And what you really, when you start thinking about this philosophically, software development is not a manufacturing process. It's a creative process, more like writing a book. So the assumptions that have traditionally existed and then exist in many people's minds in the quality assurance area is that there's a linear process from requirements to design to coding to testing and so forth, where each must be finished before the next can be started, and that just plain isn't true. But it's overcoming that traditional mindset that has turned out to be one of the greatest challenges. We have an aid coming any time now, sometime before the fall, I'm hoping, the Association for Advancement of Medical Instrumentation, AAMI, has put together a technical information report on the use of Agile in medical device software. And they've examined many of the classic questions that have always come up and that we've talked about many times. But the challenges are largely in the mindset and the kind of misplaced thinking about what the software development process really is.
Thanks so much, Nancy and Brian, for that answer. Brian, can I ask you to give us an overview of the interpretation of the IEC 62304 lifecycle process?
62304 has been widely adopted by, and is internationally recognized as a lifecycle standard. And I emphasize the concept of lifecycle there because that's a very different concept from process. It's a lifecycle standard which mandates from the very beginning that, A, you have a quality system, left to some other standards to say what your quality system is, and, B, that you classify the type of thing that you're developing based on the expected level of risk, risk to patient, risk to caregiver, risk to bystander. Therefore, 62304 is talking about risk management, is talking about a level of rigor and a level of documentation based on the on a three-level risk scale of the item that's being developed, but it's not dictating a specific process or a specific order of operations. The idea in 62304 is that if you get to the end and you have all the pieces that need to be documented, all the information written down, you're in good shape. So I'd say that's probably the broadest but most comprehensive interpretation of 62304 for an Agile context that I can give. The Agile context, as I mentioned a moment ago, is a level of discipline that I don't see in the traditional methods.
And that was part one of our interview with Brian Shoemaker, Principal Consultant at Schubauer Associates, and Nancy van Schuwandewaert, who's Consultant at Lean Agile Partners. In part two of this interview, we will discuss how to best document for design control and look at some practical examples of results that teams have achieved using Agile development for healthcare.